I would say Seth's been okay. Yeah, he's been okay. Made a really nice catch last week in practice. I think he's been working at it, you know, and I think he's starting to feel pushed maybe a little bit, which is what we'd like to have. So, yeah, he's been a good player for us. Aren't you going to ask about Colton? Nobody's going to ask about Colton?
Oh, we didn't know if you actually wanted to address that issue.
Yeah, I mean,
right here.
We have a celebrity in our midst, so yeah, that was it's amazing how things get traction, but I think, you know, young man doing what young men do, and invited out a really decorated Olympian, so that's a pretty neat story. So.
Do you give him credit for being bold and doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we like that in our guys.
Have you watched the video? Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, she said yes. She said she was going to go.
That's really nice. When you put yourself out there, you want to get that yes back. So congrats for him.
I know you didn't see what you wanted to see out of this group. It's like a preseason game. So what are some of the things that you're hoping to see out of this group in preseason game number three?
Well, the biggest thing is this is the time of year when, you know, our football team is coming together, building habits that are going to be with us throughout the season. So, you know, we're not specifically game planning and you're playing a lot of different people and all those types of things, but you know what it looks like when it looks good. And we just want to play good, clean football. You know, fundamentally, we work on fundamentals a lot. We want to be able to, you know, block people and shed blocks and tackle and throw it and catch it and some of the basic things that, you know, it's really all about. And then we get into specific game planning as we go. It's tough this week with the team that you're going to play, you know, in week three. So little unorthodox or unusual that you have a team that you're playing in the third preseason game. You're going to turn around and play them early in the season like that. But we both understand what it is. We'll go in. We're gonna play our guys. You know, we need the work. But obviously both sides, I'm sure, will hold a few things back that, you know, you're not gonna show everything you want to do in a regular season, in a preseason game.
Jack, we see Derek all the time. Ever since he's been here, he's got this great upbeat personality all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You rarely see him lose his cool even on the field. Have you ever seen him break out of character, or is that him 100% of the time?
Well, we're all human, but I think Derek does a great job of being even keel. I think you know, being in control of your emotions when you're. If you're the leader of the team, you're the quarterback, you know, guys, they read your body language. They take their pulse from you. So I think for us, you know, it's great that he is wired the way he is. You know, he's super competitive, but he remains in control. And he works really hard every day here for us. And, you know, that's a good thing for one of your leaders to have.
Obviously, you learned so much about being a pro from watching his brother-in-law, but that, I got to think, is something.
I think some of it's natural. You know, my son gets a lot of questions down to Florida about, you know, because he was around football and around me. And I think it's still people have to be themselves. They have to make decisions for themselves. I think Derek, yeah, he grew up around football, but he's his own man, you know. And he's, I think, you know, you're seeing not only the influence of being around football, being around his brother, but the way he was raised is, you know, his parents, how they raised him, you know, the coaching he's had along the way. I think it all impacts, you know, who he is as a man and who he is for us as a player. So we're glad we have him.
Ask you about the guy that rhymes with Colt. We're doing a little story on him.
Sure.
Whether or not a guy like that makes the team, is there an admiration for kind of the effort of a guy who hasn't played football all that long and to be out here and, you know, you guys probably see that about him, right?
Yeah, a couple things stand out for me. I mean, one, you're talking about a guy defying the odds. I think in America we like that. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from, how you got here. You know, you get an opportunity. Certainly here with the Raiders, you know, we welcome competition. We give legitimate opportunities for some of these undrafted guys to come in and make our team if they win a spot. So great to see that. And then, you know, personally to be able to do that, you know, happy for a young man that puts his best foot forward, you know, comes in, competes, and puts himself in right in the mix.
This place kind of has a history of those kind of guys, too, doesn't it? If you look back to the deep history.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so he's been one of the kind of early success stories of camp, and continues to be in the mix. So look forward to seeing him, you know, compete on Saturday night.
What's your assessment of just the overall team chemistry at this point of camp, and to the extent that it's good, which it appears to be, how much of that gets back to Reggie and the types of character that he has drafted and selected for free agent?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you talk about acquiring personnel, you know, the guy in charge of making those decisions has to get credit. I think certainly the coaching staff and the scouting staff working hand in hand and talking about the type of guys we want to bring in here. We feel good about that process, the way it's worked. In terms of chemistry, I think, you know, one of the unknowns in when you get guys out of free agency, you don't know as much about those guys. Now, you can make a call or two, but the bottom line is there's a little bit of a calculated risk there. You know, you go back and review your notes from scouting and knowing him prior to him entering the league and all that kind of stuff. But when they get here, how are they gonna fit? You know, how are they gonna interact? I think we're very pleased with the way it's worked out for us. You know, we feel like the guys that have come in have really fit in well. They're good teammates, and the chemistry appears to be really good. To me, the chemistry, you learn about the chemistry when you go through some rough patches. So, you know, we haven't even got into the regular season yet, but that's where you really learn how guys are going to stick together and how they're going to take up for each other and have each other's back. You know, when it's easy when things are going well. You know, so the tough part is when you're strained, when you're challenged, you hit a rough patch. How do you respond? And that'll be something. Obviously, we'll keep a close eye on.
When you talk about a type of guy, what type are you looking for? What is Reggie looking for?
Well, we like guys that have grit. Like guys that have physical and mental toughness, and we feel like we've been able to add that. You know, we like guys that are accountable and responsible, and you know, if you're not those things, you don't end up staying here very long.
You mentioned Luke as the trash talk between you and Reggie started at Tennessee for trash talk.
No,
not yet.
No, it's still early. Still early.
Jay, you started off talking about Colton and a certain Olympian, but what would you do as a football coach if you could get your hands on Usain Bolt, that speed that he's got?
Send him on a go route.
Yeah.
Certainly not going to ask him to come in and block anybody. So, no, he can fly. You know, something like playing football, maybe that would interest him, because he jogs. When he's jogging or running out there and he's ahead in the race, it's just astonishing to me to have a guy in a world-class event, be able to look over and kind of, I need to go a little faster and win the race. You know, it's amazing.
When you were playing, the Rams went out and got an Olympian sprinter, Ron Brown. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. Remember that.
That process, yep. There, and then, you know, Ronaldo Nehemiah with the 49ers. I mean, mm-hmm. How hard is that then to make that transition?
Well, it's a difficult transition for somebody, depending on, you know, whether they played in high school or not.
Right.
But if they've been pure track and field, yeah, there's a transition. We have guys that can run in our league, and they know technique, and they understand the game. So the learning curve is huge. But if a guy can flat out fly and he wants to play and he's got a little toughness to him, yeah, why not?
You guys are still looking for a returner, so why not, right?
Right, why not? We'll let that sort itself out. Yeah, we got a bunch of guys right now. I don't know that we'd try and put him back there to return a punt.